Five Ways I Am Overcome by the Modes of Nature, by Krishna's Mercy.
Devi hi esha gunmayi. Mam maya duratyaya. Mam ev ye prapadyante. Mayam eta tarantite. Quote, "This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.14.
1. Desire for inactivity.
Wouldn't it be cool to sleep an entire day away? Just never get out of bed. No need for television. No radio. No music. Just lie down and do nothing. That is my dream. I hope to accomplish this at some time. I disagree with you that I will only become more depressed as a result. I do not foresee extended sadness and despair, as you are so warning.
2. Desire for quick gains.
Wouldn't it be cool to advance in my career? A lot of people take an interest in that, and it has never really been my thing, up until now. But why not? Jump to a new job every few years. Why stay comfortable when I can always be in the mix to earn more money, to live a little dangerously in unfamiliar waters? I disagree with your assessment that predicts I will only end up in the same spot, that I will be like the hamster spinning on the wheel.
3. Desire for measurable intelligence.
Wouldn't it be cool to be the smartest person in the world? Not just through an internal feeling, but carrying demonstrable evidence. A certificate from an institution of higher learning. Passing examinations in front of skeptical audiences. Authoring scholarly papers. I think that will make me so much happier than I am today.
4. Weakness in friendship.
I know you think that I do not respect myself sufficiently. I don't know what else to say. If someone needs something from me, I am there for them. I will answer the call. Even if they have taken advantage of me before. Even if you think that I need to make my own plans first, so that they will realize that my time is limited and valuable, I do not see the need.
5. Weakness and responsibility.
What can I say? I know that I can handle it. I have a job to do. I have a family to maintain. I have endless responsibilities to take care of. How is one more going to harm me? Better judgment says that I should put my foot down. I should let other people know that I am busy, but I am helpless in this regard. I cannot change my nature.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that following the regulative principles of the Bhakti Yoga discipline is important in that there is accompanying protection against the illusory energy known as Maya. In the absence of this protection, I succumb to one force after another. I can validate from my own experiences. Just when I think I have a handle on things, when I am behaving in a controlled manner, something happens. I fall victim to illusion. I should know better, but it is like a higher force is pushing me in the wrong direction. Rather than fight it, I acquiesce. I choose the path of least resistance.
Arjun Uvach. At ken prayukto yan. Papan charti purusha. Anichhan api varshne. Balad iv niyojita. Quote, Arjuna said, "O descendant of Rishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force?" Bhagavad Gita, 3.36.
I can also validate from Shastra. Sri Krishna revealed this truth long prior to my birth. It is his energy, after all. This means that even the material energy is divine in nature. The manner of the interaction determines the nature of the impact. That is to say, if I am looking to exploit, if I am driven by lust, kama, then material nature is inhibiting. It overcomes me. It dictates my interests, the goals I set, and the directions I travel. They are three gunas, or modes, to that nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Krishna also says that those who are surrendered to him can easily cross beyond that divine energy. This only makes sense as the energy is from Krishna. He should be able to dictate how it reacts, the impact that it makes, and how effective it can ultimately be. If I steer clear of the most dangerous sinful activities, like meat-eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex, then I have a better chance. If I remain in the surrendered state through the chanting the holy names, I am even better situated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Otherwise, there is a steady sense of emptiness. Something else must fill the void. Whether that something is in goodness or ignorance makes no difference, since the modes of nature are ultimately binding. Only through the help of the owner of that energy can I get across to where I need to land. In closing, from owner's assistance to hand, to reach where I need to land, otherwise tossing the waves, like worst enemy behaves, this plan and that destroying, with my emotions toying, divine energy from Krishna came, saved only by his name.